what a voice, what a talent. Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. He's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, oh, fantastic. How about you?
Yeah, not bad.
Looking forward to a couple of great games. Look, it's been in the news, certainly in the last 24 hours or so. You know, Wayne Bennett, who, now that, the Knights knocked the Dolphins out of the finals race, that he's taken over down at South Sydney and gone and read the Riot Act. And I notice he signed up Josh Schuster, who Manly let go earlier in the year. But you were doing a bit of one-on-one training with Josh, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I rate Josh as a person as a player. He just needs to learn how to play between his ears of his. And I think he's gone to the right club, that being the South. Great pickup. I think they got him cheap too, so good money.
Yeah, all right. And you reckon Wayne can turn him into a decent player?
He's more than a decent player. On his day, he's magical, but he's just got to be doing it day in, day out, you know. But
yeah.
Wayne Bennett. Sounds like, yes, right act. The main thing is, South, they weren't fit at all. So, to beat the Melbournes and the Penrith, mate, you've got to be so fit. You can see the pace of the game. They are so far ahead.
Yeah, all right. Be interesting to see how that one works out. But, yes, apparently you read the Riot Act, Wayne.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, which they probably needed. I mean, what, they finished 16th, I think, the Rabbitohs this year. All right, some great games last weekend. We're heading into a couple of crackers, kicking off tomorrow night. The Sharks take on the Cowboys at Allianz Stadium, which should be a great game. Cronulla sticking to the 17 that lost to the Storm last week. Jesse Ramian's been listed amongst the reserves. He'll be given until, till basically match day to prove his fitness. Whilst North Queensland, they've named the same 17 that knocked the Knights out of the competition. Nicho Hynes is copping a lot of criticism from all quarters. People reckon he just doesn't handle the big games. What are your thoughts on that, Mark?
I'm sitting a little half-baked and picked on. What about the forward pack not dominating through the middle? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I think we'll see a much improved effort by Sharks, but tell you what, the Cowboys, they're a really good side. Their forward pack, if they can dominate through the middle, if they've got outside backs that score tries for fun, haven't they? So what a way to start our semi-final Friday.
Yeah, it should be a cracker. So you're going for the Cowboys, are you?
Yep,
I'm with you on that one. I'm going for the Cowboys. Okay, Saturday night's game, another cracker. The Roosters take on Manly again at Allianz Stadium, a 7:50 kickoff. Big boost for the Chooks with Jared Warira Hargraves back from suspension, and Victor Radley's been named in the extended squad, and he could make a surprise return from injury. Battle of the fullbacks there with Tedesco and Tommy Trbojevic, who got needled up last week. You would have been needled up a few times back in your day, Mark.
Yeah, the same injury. The AC joint, it's not pleasant, but most players, it's from here like pin cushions. But it should be a great challenge through the middle. JWH, I think a couple of blokes like Lodge and Paseka, and Nathan Brown be right in his face. The collisions should be up there. You should be able to hear the collision at Newcastle.
So you're going for Manly, obviously, your old team.
Yes. I think, just looking at Tom last week, he improved as the game went on, and I'm hearing he feels a lot better. So Tom Trbojevic at the back, I think it's Manly.
All right, I'm going the other way. I'm going Roosters. Look, just back to the getting needled up. I don't think it's as frequent these days, is it? You know, players getting needled up?
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why get on the field? I know in our era, it's just part and parcel, but if you, this time of year, you're playing, you've got an opportunity to play semi-final footy, and this could be your only one you ever play, mate. You've got to do everything to get on the field.
Yeah. Wasn't there a famous grand final? Graham Langlands, they overdid it, and he had a numb foot, apparently. He couldn't even feel it. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you got a dead foot. That's just sometimes, the risk you take, I suppose. Yeah. Someone like Victor Ratley, no doubt, if he plays, is he going to be 100? No, probably 90 or 80, but he's a tough guy. So if he can take a needle, mate, get a fix when you're finished.
Okay, so who do you reckon the grand final will be? The two...
Yeah, it's the two big dogs at the top. They flex their muscles last week, didn't they? Penrith, a bit scratchy, first half, second half, brilliant. But what about the Melbourne Storm, my God?
Yeah.
They're so clinical, but the thing is, I speak about the pace of the game, Richard. They are so fast. There was one instance where Cleary, he got a charge down. He chased the defender down. Next thing, the whole defensive line was behind him. It's ridiculous how fit these guys are.
Yes, yeah. All right, you reckon it'll be a Melbourne Penrith grand final?
Yeah. No, like I said, these other guys, they've just got to get better. If one of these teams goes through for now and win the grand final, there'll be a movie made.
All right, good All to right. hear from you. Good calling on the weekend, mate. Good calling All on right. the weekend. All right, nice to hear from you. We'll catch up next week. Mark Spadcarroll, his thoughts on the two games. And just a reminder that we're covering tomorrow night the AFL clash. All the action from 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Sydney Swans Port Adelaide game from the Sydney Cricket Ground. And just a reminder, too, if you're travelling to Allianz or the SCG, there could be problems with public transport. So just keep your ears and eyes open and watch out for any disruptions. So we're covering that, and we're also covering the clash between the Roosters and the Seagulls from Allianz Stadium. Spud's going to be calling that game along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane. And all that coverage starts at about 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Plenty of football right here.